This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm not sure when the last time the phrase budget deal was said in Washington, D.C. with a positive connotation, but that is, in fact, where we find ourselves today. Senator Patty Murray, chairwoman of the Senate Finance Committee, and Paul Ryan, who chairs the House Budget Committee, seem to have found some common ground. Marketplace's David Gura is on the story for us. He's on the line from Washington. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
So, nuts and bolts aside, this is basically about the sequester, right? Those arbitrary budget cuts from a year ago?
That's right. So this is a pretty narrow deal. Nobody here is talking about a grand bargain. That next round of sequestration cuts, as they're called, were supposed to take effect in mid-January, around January 15th. This is a deal that would head those off. It would raise military spending over the next 2 years. It would raise domestic spending over the next 2 years. And in exchange for that, we'd see some cuts. I'd rather see some changes to airline fees. Those would go up. And federal employees, for instance, would have to contribute a bit more to their pensions. So it's not raising taxes, but again, it's a way to get out of those cuts that were scheduled to take effect next year.
All right. Here, I want to play a piece of tape from Congressman Ryan from this presser that ended not all that long ago.
I think this agreement is a clear improvement on the status quo. This agreement makes sure that we don't have a government shutdown scenario in January. It makes sure that we don't have another government shutdown scenario in October. It makes sure that we don't lurch from crisis to crisis.
In essence, both he and Senator Murray said the chaos is over. Really?
For the time being, at least, and it gets us through the holidays and through January and even through October of next year. So, as you said at the beginning, I mean, it's more of a deal than we've seen in a while. But, you know, it's worth noting there's a lot that's not in this bill. Again, it's pretty finely focused here on those sequestration cuts.
Well, let's explore for a second what's not in this bill. The first thing that comes to mind is long-term unemployment benefits for 1.3 million people that are going to go away come the end of the year. That's nowhere in this thing.
That's right. I mean, those were left out, and maybe there's some hope among some that that'll be dealt with before the holidays. I think that the chances of that are getting smaller and smaller. So those aren't in there. Those are important to a lot of people, obviously. We've got a farm bill that still hasn't been written or passed. And on top of that, we've got, I think there are a lot of people who are hoping, as I said, this would be a grander bargain. More would be in here relating to Medicare and Social Security. None of that is in this.
Talk to me about timing for a second here, David. The House leaves, they want to leave for the year on Friday. This still does have to pass both chambers, right? Do you see any real way that doesn't happen?
So these two budget chairmen wanted to get this done tonight for that reason alone, that they could get this to the House floor by Thursday. So the hope is that that would happen in the House. It would go on to the Senate maybe later this week, early next week. There are already conservative groups that have come out against this plan even before they've read it. So the real challenge will be, I would say, tomorrow morning when this is presented to the House Republicans. We've obviously seen the fractures there over these last few months. We'll see if they buy into this plan. We'll also see if Democrats can think that this is something that they can support.
Quickly, as long as we're talking about tomorrow morning, we got about 25 seconds left. Which is more significant for Wall Street on this deal? Is it the actual dollar figures, or is it the fact that there is some methodology to making government work again?
I don't think it's the dollar figures. I think that it's the methodology. I think it's returning to regular order, as people say here,
right,
going back to a process, going back to a system. That's what the markets, I think, are going to like, is that sense of certainty.
All right. David Gura in Washington for us on the budget deal, just breaking this afternoon. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kai.